Blog Talk Radio.
Boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Sound freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. This place, bring the realest on the show so you can kill it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Hey, what's going on? D Hour Show in the building, baby. You already know, getting it in as always. The brothers of the D Hour Show is in the building. It's a lovely Tuesday spot. We are upon you once again on this lovely Tuesday, January 15, 2013. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the show tonight. We got an amazing show tonight, absolutely. The brothers are back. You already know it's going down, down, down tonight on Tuesday. It's popping. The Overridden Baccarat Radio, we keep it real, popping hot. All you got to do is bring the butter. We got some amazing music as always, like we always do, from your favorite indie up-and-coming artists and your favorite celebrity artists, as well as we got the incredible segments we throw down as always. And you already know the number one segment on the Tuesday spot, Real Men Talking. Real Men is going to be talking tonight. We got some great conversation tonight. But the headline, the Tuesday spot, tonight we're going to be talking with incredible comedian, actor, singer, a rapper, songwriter, extraordinaire, and also co-starring in the number one movie, comedy movie in America right now, A Haunted House. The one and only Mr. Afion Crockett is going to be in the building with us tonight. So you better get it on. You better turn it on. You better pop it on. Whatever you got to do to get it on and get you listening with us tonight, you better do that. Turn up the dial. Click a button. Click an app. Whatever you got to do, do it, because it's going down on the Tuesday spot. D Slater's in the building. I got my brothers in the building. CK, what's good, bro?
What's going on, D Slater? How you doing, Mr. Elio? Optimum Music? You know what I mean? What's going on, family? Happy New Year. It's good to be
yes,
back.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Happy New Year. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. I'm excited about the new year, and, you know, look forward to many great things. This year is my year of success, and so far, we're kicking it off with some success tonight, so I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. My brother Elio is in the building. Elio, what's good?
Everything's good, man. There's nothing to complain about. I'm here at the hour, ready to chop it up with Mr. Crockett, and I'm looking forward to that, and it's going to be a great show. Hopefully, I have my guest speaker come in to question us for Real Men Talking today.
Oh yeah. We're gonna get it on. You already know, bro. You know how we do it with Real Men Talking tonight. So it's going down. And also, ladies and gentlemen, with all the brothers in the building, that also means that Elio and CK tonight is going to be trying to stomp D. Slade. Yes, they're going to be trying to stomp D. Slade tonight with some trivia questions. Will D. Slade go 4-for-4? Will he go 0-and-4? We don't know. But we'll find out tonight, absolutely, on Stomp D. Slade. We're going to find out tonight how much knowledge your boy going to bring out tonight, absolutely. And like I said, tonight we're going to have an amazing time talking with the incredible Funny Man. I'm telling you, the brother is hilarious. Wonderful actor, you know, Mr. Afion Crockett. We're going to be talking with him tonight and getting in with him about what's going on, what he's working on, the success of the new movie, A Haunted House, and just definitely talking to him about his career and everything that's going down with him. So definitely keep it locked, keep it tuned in. You know, we got hits for you guys tonight as well. And as always, if you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, or even if you're a gospel artist and you want to have your music showcased on the show, you want us to airplay your music, and you want to be interviewed on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords, D-Hour Show. And if you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, that can be done as possible. That can be done. It's very possible. All you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. I spell it like that because there's some spelling challenged individuals out there who tend to have problems with letters and words. So I just like to do that to help them out every now and then. You know, so it's just my way of giving back to the community. Oh, yeah, I do that. Now, real quick, before we play these hits and before we get my man Afion in the building, I just want to say, I know my brothers have heard about the controversial reality show that was supposed to be coming soon with rapper Shorty Low and his 10 baby mamas and his 11 kids. Now this show was supposedly going to be aired on Oxygen. I mean, really, Oxygen of all channels, the all woman channel, and you was going to showcase a reality show like that on an all woman channel. Yeah, I really didn't know how that was going to work, but now the rumors are now is that the Oxygen channel is going to deny the reality show. As well as, I guess the rumors now is that Mr. Shorty Low has got another woman pregnant. So now, if that's the case, now it's 11 baby mama and 12 kids.
At what point do you stop?
I mean that's the mental thought, Elio. I mean that's running across a brother's mind. You know what I'm saying?
I mean
Is when does no mean no? When does stop mean stop?
You know, the good
when
book
does,
said be fruitful,
when does birth control
God,
mean
please.
Birth control? You know?
Good question.
I mean, that's you know, when do they say no? Huh? When do the kids stand up and say, Dad, damn, stop it?
I don't need no more brothers and sisters.
Just stop it, okay? All we get now, is a peppermint stick for Christmas. I mean, because it's so bad.
I mean, he might as well start a choir. He can't even have a Jackson 5. He got to do a whole choir.
Absolutely.
That's 11 kids.
Man, he getting it in, though. And also, real quick, brothers, I was getting it in, you know what I'm saying, me and PJ, you know, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous on the I Got Something to Say show yesterday. And she brought up some tidbit of information of for Blue Ivy's birthday, for her first birthday, Jay-Z and Beyonce got her a Barbie doll that had 24 karat gold on it. A Barbie doll that had gold on it. and then her birthday cake was $2,000. Now, granted, the Barbie doll was worth $80,000.
Ooh. If you got it to spend, why not?
I personally feel there's way more things I could have got with that $80,000 Barbie, you know, instead of a Barbie.
I'm going to say this, brothers. $2,000 cake, $80,000 Barbie. Just hold that in your mind. Hold that in mind. Get a good mental picture of it. And I'm telling you, when we come a little later, I'm gonna bring it up again. And I want to see what my brothers think about that, because me and PJ had a nice little conversation, and there were some comments from the audience, you know, the listeners who had some comments about what we were talking about. I want to see what my brothers think about that a little later in the show. I'm gonna bring that back up, and we're gonna talk about that, because I had some things. I didn't get a chance to go in. D-Slate may go in tonight, but we'll see. Right now, D-Slate, L-E-O-C-K is in the building. The Brothers of the D-Hour Show, the Tuesday spot is popping right now with you guys, and we like to do that and hang out with you guys and get it in, as always. D-Hour Show, Radio Network, the Tuesday spot. We're going to be getting it in with Afion Crockett tonight, comedian and actor extraordinaire. And we got hits. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with them. Right now, it's my man Dwetle with Must Be right here on the Tuesday spot. Let's go.
Rockin' the Cardis, Calypso with Bacardi, dudes two-steppin' at the party. Must be the third industry. The island pops when the sun's out. They get too hot, they pull the boys out. Cops shut it down, know what I'm talking about.
We the motor, should've told ya. You might see
draws, you gotta jump in it. 28-inch rims driving it.
Must be the motor today.
My truck beat make your butt jangle. My truck flip and shoot
cankle.
My truck drink premium Faygo.
Be the motor. Should've told ya.
Summertime ripping with nuns tripping with guns ripping. I'd rather spend my time unzipping a blouse. This other one's different, it's none pimping. We unpacking from one tripping, I keep taking her out. She wanna romance, hold hands, go where the water is blue, walk in a warm sand, no doubt. Just keep throwing it back, mine. I keep blowing your back out on my grown man, no doubt.
Please, yeah. Rep your city soul.
Must be Detroit today. Shane Park rocking in the summer. Eastern Market with your mama. The River Walk with your lovers.
Must be Detroit today.
Festivals at the plaza. My heart beats a little faster.
Let's hit the Coney after. Must be Detroit today.
sold out shows at the box. Old man fishing at the docks. Sunset on the rock tonight. It must be Detroit today. Ain't no place like Motown. Mittens up for hometown. And rep your city so. We the motion. Should've told ya. You might be different when we ain't sober. It's a simple. No rehearsal. It's universal. So rep your city so.
Yeah, welcome back. The Hour Show in the building. You already know Tuesday Spots. That was my man Trail Mac was still here. Before that was Dwelle with Must Be. You already know we're getting it in for you guys tonight. It's the Tuesday Spot with D Slate, CK, and LEO, the brothers of the D Hour Show, getting it in. Oh man, I gotta tell you right now, it's my pleasure, my honor, guys, to introduce our special guest for tonight. And I'm telling you, I've seen this brother, you know, his comedy. I've seen some of his acting. It's incredible, and it's definitely our pleasure to get it in with him tonight. But, you know, he has to get the proper introduction. Avion Crockett is one of the most versatile entertainers around. As an accomplished actor, writer, dancer, rapper, comedian, music producer, director, I mean, I could keep going on like he's Jamaican, but I'm not going to do that. His YouTube videos have become an internet sensation. Avion was introduced to the world on HBO's Def Comedy Jam, demonstrating his crystal clear impersonations and impressions and physical comedy, for which he was labeled the next Jim Carrey. He also shows his range with dramatic turn-ons on CSI New York, NYPD Blue, and The District. He was also the breakout star on MTV's Wildin' Out and Short Circuits with Nick Cannon. He also starred on Curb Your Enthusiasm and Cedric the Entertainer Show. Avion also co-starred in the films Dance Flick with the Wayans Brothers, Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins with Martin Lawrence, and Soul Men with Samuel L. Jackson and the late, great Bernie Mac. He is currently co-starring in the hit number one movie in America, in the hit comedy right now, A Haunted House, alongside of Marlon Wayans. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to the one and only, my man, Avion Crockett.
Man, I can't follow that intro right there, man. You just went ahead and read the whole bio, you know,
not just the
name. You went ahead and read the bio.
Avion, what's good, bro? How you doing?
Man, life is lovely. God is great. I can't complain. And I won't complain. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Absolutely. who's going to complain? You know what I'm saying?
And who's going to listen? You know what I mean?
Hey, bro, first of all, man, I've seen many of your you know, your talents, man, and comedy and some of the different things that you've done, man. And I want to say, man, you're an incredible comedian and up-and-coming actor, man. You're doing your thing out there, man, and you are definitely blowing up the scene, man. And I just want to say it's a pleasure and it's an honor, bro, to have you on the show with us tonight. Absolutely.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I mean, without support like guys like yourselves and you know, these types of shows, what I do absolutely means nothing, and it wouldn't be reached, you know, it wouldn't reach out to anybody. So I just appreciate the love, large, small, whatever, you know, whether it's Oprah or you, is the same to me.
well, probably not in that order, but, you know, I mean, I'm trying to get there, man. I've been going by trying to talk to Oprah. You know, I guess, you know, I used to be the paper boy, you know, I tried to be the milkman, but that didn't work. So I guess she's not really trying to see me right now. But it's all good.
Man, be your own Oprah. The brother over, Broper, you know what I'm saying? Be your own.
That's it.
Don't worry about all that.
I definitely, bro, we definitely got to start with the number one movie in America right now, the comedy hit, A Haunted House. You co-starring alongside Marlon Wayans. Man, it's getting great reviews. Everybody's loving it. Everybody's talking about how hilarious it is. It's definitely an incredible comedy movie. They're saying it's one of the best, you know, the Wayans have put out there, man. Tell us about Haunted House, man, and working with him and Essence and everybody that's involved, man, and you know, just the experience with it.
Man, there's some jobs in Hollywood where you get to work with your friends and you get to work with people that you're fans of, and everybody just kind of clicks together naturally. And there's not a lot of executives standing over your shoulder trying to tell you how to do your job and how to be funny. And this was a job. It was as simple as, you know, I have a working relationship with Marlon Wayans. He's my big homie. I'm like the honorary Wayans cousin. Like, those are the guys that I learned from. And when they met me when I first moved to L.A., we just kind of clicked because I have the same rhythms of comedy that they have. You know what I mean? So
Absolutely. He
just called me up. He said, man, I need you to play my cousin in this joint. I said, yeah, I'm there. Whatever you want me to do, man. And, of course, Cedric the Entertainer, Dave Koechner, Nick Swartz, and Andrew Bailey, Essence. I've worked with all these people at some point throughout my career before.
Right.
So it was just great to be reunited and just to act a fool with everybody.
Oh, man. And I think that's one of the best things, bro. I mean, when you know, especially when you're thinking about a comedy, man, you just get an opportunity to really do what you do all the time, man, is just make people laugh and just be funny. And then when you work around funny individuals like that, I know, I mean, how hard is it to be able to work around somebody funny like Marlon and Cedric and, you know, these cats like this? Because I know sometimes you see the outtakes and it's like, it's sometimes it's more hilarious than the actual film.
Yeah, dude, that's the beauty of working with comedians, man. You never know who's going to break who. So it's almost like a game. I'm going to try to break Marlon and make him laugh during the take, and he's going to try to do the same to me. You know, but I think the most important thing about this movie that I'm proud of is that Marlon produced this himself.
Yes.
You know,
he
went and got some financiers, and they did it at a cost where he has ownership, and then he took it and got distribution on the back end, which is unlike the Hollywood system. Most people go to a studio with big dollars, and they try to get something made, and the studios will kind of hate on it or whatever, or take control over it and try to change the whole flavor of it. And it's something else. But the fact that he was able to do that is like now a new business model. You know, Tyler Perry had a great business model, and now Marlon is coming behind that, and he's doing it his way. So that's what made the project so relevant right now. And then the fact that we smashed the box office.
I know, man. I know. I was like, when I
beat out Gangsta Squad.
Yes. When I was like, number one move, I said, okay, they smashing the box office right now.
Yes, sir.
I was like, that's what's up. But you know what? I mean, like I said, everybody, you know, has been talking about it, man. Everybody's talking about how hilarious it is. I've seen a lot of cats on Twitter, you know, talking about how they just couldn't stop laughing. And I can understand that, man. I mean, you, Marlon, you know, Cedric, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, so the fact that people couldn't stop laughing and thought the movie was so great and hilarious, man, I mean, I really truly just, so, okay, I mean, absolutely. I mean, with these cats working on a film, you got to kind of expect that.
Yeah, man. You know, we were in the theater, man. I went to see it with the real folk, you know what I mean, with the fans
right.
on Friday night.
Right.
And, man, let me tell you something. It's been a long time that I can remember being in a movie theater where from the beginning of the movie to the end, it's just loud clapping, applauding, and you know, people were laughing, dude. It was a great experience for me, man. It was incredible.
Now, I mean, it's almost like the experience I heard. I don't know if you got a chance to check out Django Unchained. I know when I heard about that, as you know, cats were telling me, like some of my buddies in Chicago, they were saying like, man, throughout the whole movie, you know, cats was cheering damn near through the whole film.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like,
yeah.
That's an experience you rarely see when you go to the movies. You rarely see people laughing through the whole film or people cheering through the whole film.
Right. Yeah. I haven't seen Django Unchained, and I'll be launching my stand up tour this year, and you'll hear why I haven't seen it.
No doubt.
I have my own reservations about it.
No doubt.
Against the actors. I'm a fan of the actors. Sam Jackson is one of my big homies. Kerry Washington, love her. You know, the whole nine yards. But the concept of a slave movie in 2013 just bothers me. So you'll hear about it in my stand-up.
No doubt. I got my brother CK in the building. CK, you got any questions for Atheon?
Well, Atheon, I just want to say it's a pleasure to finally meet you. I've been seeing you for a long, long time. And every time I see you, I get all smiles because by the time you get done doing what you're doing, I'm on the floor laughing. I done cried. I'm still laughing. I'm thinking about the next day. You are the funniest man alive to me. I love your skits. I love your impersonation. I love everything you do. And when I was told that you were coming on, I was so excited. I was like, I'm going to laugh tonight. So I just like, you was like, you the man. I have to give you your props. You know what I mean? Nobody, you don't see good comedy like that anymore in this entertainment society. It's always this and it's always that. but you keep the character going. You keep the straight face. You keep staying in character. I love that. So I commend you for your work.
I appreciate that, brother.
No problem. No problem. I want to ask you: are you coming to St. Louis for your stand-up tour?
I gotta do it. We haven't had the dates mapped out yet, but you can guarantee when I get the first few shows up and running, I'm coming. I'm hitting every city, everywhere where there's a demand. I'm coming there because no one has seen me live in probably like the last 12 years. You've seen all my work on TV or the internet. Yeah, no one has seen me live. I've been doing all my stuff, TV, film, and internet. So it's now time for me to stand up on stage in front of people and do what I do.
So you got to be definitely excited about the fact that you know no one's seen you live in 12 years and you get ready to jump it off. But you're going to start it off this spring, right?
Yeah. It's coming shortly. Fastly approaching.
And I know when you come to AZ, I got to check it out, man. I definitely got to check it out.
Yeah, I'm hitting all spots, man. So, you know, hit up all your local promoters, St. Louis, AZ. Let them know you want to see me there and tell them to get their dollars right.
That's real. Get their dollars right. Because, you know, some of them, man, they trying to do it with link cards and you know what I'm saying? I mean, so they got to get it right, man. Absolutely. I got my brother LEO in the building. LEO, you got any questions for Atheon?
Most def. Definitely, I appreciate you for coming on the show. And, you know, I welcome you to the D-Hour Network. I'm LEO, as you already know. Once I heard that you were going to be on the show, of course, I was like, yeah. I was like, bet. I remember the message. I got the message from Dig. He told me he was going to be on the show. I was just like, bet. Like, just to have somebody with that amount of energy, that outgoing person. I was like, I love to have people like yourself on our show. That's what we're about. So I thank you for being on here. I want to start by asking you how is the process being your Haunted House movie? How's that process with I know it's not no set script or no set way of going about it. Like how is the script created from a free form type of a movie?
No, it actually is a script. Marlon and his partner Rick Alvarez wrote the script. And then they brought in my friend Mike Titus. I know y'all seen my spoof online. Mike Titus is the cat that directed Run This Town spoof that I did, Hunt Chris Brown, the Deuce spoof
okay,
I did,
yeah.
Chris Brown. And he also, that's my man. So Titus directed Haunted House, and Marlon and Rick wrote it. So what they do is they call us in, they call Cedric in, they call me in, they call all the veteran guys in. And they tell us what the story is. We know the script, but within that, once we shoot it the way we want to shoot it from the page, then they give us all free reign to just improv and bring the heat like we want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I feel that.
Yeah, but there's definitely a script and an original story to it.
Oh, okay, that's why. All right, now for the stand-up that you're doing up. Now how is this constructed? Is this something like the Cat Williams type of a setup or, like, you know, improv?
Stand-up, you can't really reinvent the wheel on that. I'm just following all the greats that have done it, you know, from George Carlin to Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Seinfeld. I'm just taking my life, my experiences, my observations, and I'm talking about them. No one has heard me do that. All y'all have heard me do is characters, whether it's Lester and Soul Man or Ray Ray and Haunted House. You've heard me do Jay-Z. You've heard me do Drake. But no one has heard, what do I think about the world? What does Atheon think about the election? What does Atheon think about Django Unchained? So that's what stand-up is. It's me telling the world who Atheon is, and no one has done that. So it's going to be a whole new chapter of my career and life.
Solid. So straight raw. That's it. That's how I like it.
Yeah, I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about the stuff we need to get together in life.
That's real.
I think they're going to be scared about what they hear.
Man, listen, if I said what I really wanted to say, all of what I wanted to say, man, it'd be a lot of folks shut down, let me tell you.
Now, let me ask you, ACN, I got to ask this, man, because I heard a little bit of it, and I was damn near on the floor, man, in tears on you. Charted number 13 on the Billboard comedy charts, first week out, your comedy album, Watch the Throne. Definitely give us the business on that.
Watch the Clone. Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, in me transitioning into doing the stand-up, I said, let me not leave my fans behind that love to hear the impressions, right? So I said, let me put all these impressions on an album where I'm cloning myself into 2 Chainz, Russell Simmons, Jay-Z, Kanye, Drake, all of them, Rick Ross, Waka Flocka. But that's what Watch the Clone is. It basically is loosely based on Watch the Throne, but it's a whole original album with me doing other people's voices on songs. I did all the beats. I wrote the lyrics. It's crazy. I did Eminem for the first time. You gotta check it out. It's a great experience. Watch the Clone.
Go ahead, Elio.
No, what I was gonna say was, now since we got the real you on stage for the stand up, are we gonna get the real you, real album, heart to heart type thing?
A real album?
Yeah.
It depends on the demand, you know what I mean? Once I get on the road and start touring some more, if I go back out strictly on the music side, we'll see, man. You know, I go with what the fans are asking for, and if they want that real album, because I did used to do some real stuff back in the day, more mixtape based, but I fell out of love with the rap game. It got to be too much about the bling and the drugs and the booty shaking. I come from lyricism.
Right.
That's my heart. Right. That's what I do. And I don't want to be competing in an environment where no one really cares about the true art of what it is. If all you care about is who got the latest tattoo and who got, you know, 16 chicks on their arm and VIP popping bottles, then all right, you can have the whole culture. You know, I preserve the raw culture for myself, but you can have this new breed of, I won't even call it hip hop, it's something else.
Now, see, right there, you just told me right there that when you do decide to do it, if you do get that demand, that your album is going to be on hit. And I say that because just what you just said, that it's all about lyricism and it's all about, you know, giving really great music and not concentrating on who drinking what, how big the booties is, and you know, what cars you driving, so, and what tattoos Cass has got. So I already know right there that statement alone tells me that your album going to be on hit.
Yeah, my dude, I appreciate that. I mean, the frustrating thing for me is, as a lyricist, I have lyrics and verses from 10 years ago that no one is touching right now that's out. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm a comedian. I'm not even a focused rapper that does
right.
it all the time. But I got verses that's like, I haven't heard anything that's close, because the culture is not that. That's not what the culture is. The culture is not about telling a really good story and really putting bars together. It ain't about that no more. So, you know,
I mean, you're right though. I mean, it's so bad right now. I mean, you got rappers that don't know if they want to be skaters, rappers, or worker animals. I mean, you really don't know. You know what I'm saying? They really don't know what they want to do. They so confused. I mean, so. And
no
focus.
Disrespect. I mean, I don't mind if you skate. I know Wayne skates in the whole 9 yards, but my thing is, no matter what you do on the side, don't sacrifice the art. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Right. Now, I know you, I hear you got some upcoming film projects with Nick Cannon, Paula Patton, and Derek Luke. Tell us a little bit about that if you can.
Yeah, man. School Dance, that's Nick's project. He kind of did the same thing that Marlon did. He produced it himself and got some investors, and they're going to go for the distribution on the back end. But that's, everybody's in that joint. Me, Kevin Hart, Cat Williams,
oh,
Lou
wow.
Mal,
really?
Mike Epps, Lil Duval.
Oh,
it's
see,
a, it's
I gotta
a few.
See that.
Nick is in it, of course. Yeah, it's crazy. It's more for for kids, because his one of his singing, his rap groups is in it, the Teenage Kids, but with all of our cameos, it makes it an R-rated movie almost.
And, no, that was
and then the baggage claim, that's yeah, that's Paula Patton. My man Dave Talbert reached out to me, the director, playwright, and he just showed the love, man. So, yeah, I got some things cracking off this year and pushing some more stuff through the pipeline, too.
Now that film, Baggage Claim, I mean, what kind of premise are we looking at with that?
That's like a romantic comedy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Paula Patton trying to find love, and she works in the airline, so she utilizes her connections in the airports to find dudes like that's traveling, and you know, it's a cute romantic comedy situation, but with black folk in it.
So it's like it's Sense and Sensibility, but with brothers.
Exactly.
okay, no doubt. And you're also gonna be working with Derek Luke, right?
Yeah, he's in that too. He plays the love interest for Paula Patton.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Well, I definitely can't. I mean, I know the Nick Cannon flick and definitely the Baggage Claim movie. Man, sounds like it's gonna it's definitely gonna be some great movies. So I know the fans definitely can't wait to hear that. Now, if we can, I mean, I would love to hear some. But if you don't mind, I mean, I'd love to hear some of your favorite impressions. If you don't mind.
Nah. See, that's why I did watch The Clone. You wasn't listening when I had said that a minute ago. But that's where that live at. So what you do is you tell your fans, get that Watch The Clone, because it's I released it in November, but it's still a little slept on. I mean, we did the Billboard charts, but it's some gems on this album, and it's some real verses. There's some real verses on there. But I'm doing it as J or as M. I don't know if you saw the new video where me and my boy are playing M and Dre, but
I haven't seen that one. No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh man, you gotta check it out. It's on my YouTube channel.
Okay, I gotta peep that one then. I definitely gotta peep it. Leo, CK, your brother's got any closing comments for my man Fion?
I just wanna say thank you once again. You know what I mean? It's definitely a pleasure, and I'm looking out for that real album. I got a feeling you're going to drop it. You're going to feel it in your heart. It's a demand for me. I'm demanding that because I'm definitely a lyricist myself, man. I feel your pain, and I see it. So, you know, I'm looking for that. Thank you, man.
Do me a favor. Yeah. I don't know if you got the mixtape I put out a while back on DatPiff. I put it out years ago. But it's on DatPiff, and it's called No Joke. And that's
no
me...
joke.
Straight rhyming. I got Grandmaster Caz on there and Kango from UTFO, A+.
Oh, wow.
I got a lot of lyricist cameos on there, but it's me. The majority of it is me just going ham with bars.
He said Kango from UTFO. That took me back on that one.
Kango from UTFO. Mm. I got West Coast Cam on there. We did a Bananas collaboration on that.
Yeah, you said it's on DatPiff. I got to check that out. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's on DatPiff. Afion Crockett, No Joke, me and DJ Dells, my boy out of New York.
I got to peep that. Absolutely. CK, you got any closing comments for Afion?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being you and enjoying what you do. And it takes a lot to get out there every day, every night, shoot films, got to fly out, got to go do interviews. Thank you for doing you. Keep doing you. And I look to see more success in your future.
I appreciate it, man. Like I said before, without you guys appreciating me and other fans, what I do would just be for me and my family. So without you guys, it wouldn't even matter. So thanks for the encouragement. Thanks for the, you know, the edification. And that's enough for me to be fueled for another 10, 20 years.
That's real. That's real. I want to. My last two questions for you, bro. Now, are there any other aspects of the entertainment industry that you know, you as an entertainer, man, that you would like to touch on that you haven't got a chance to really work on?
For me, I have a business mind, so I like to get into owning soft drinks and eventually
Okay.
Owning teams and, you know, businesses, you know what I mean, like restaurant chains or whatever. I'm all about business, and it doesn't have to be entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So in addition to producing TV shows and producing movies, I want to own stuff that you didn't even have an idea that a brother could own, you know what I mean?
I like that. I kind of had that myself, like, you know, I think I need to come up with a soda pop for the brothers and sisters called Brother Pop, you know.
Something.
You know.
I mean,
yeah,
my boy,
you know,
one of my cats owns this new water called Pop Water, you know what I mean? It's about to be the next big thing, but that's what I'm talking about right there, like.
No doubt.
Getting
no
businesses
doubt.
And owning
now,
them.
Now, for all, you know, for all mm-hmm. the upcoming comedians out there, man, that's really striving and want to make it, you know, in the entertainment business, being a comedian or an actor or even a hip hop artist, you know, just looking at your career, man, and the many things that you've gotten the chance to work on and achieve, what advice do you give to the up and coming young cats?
Study the craft, man. Study the craft. The old school craft. Most young cats want to take the shortcut because we live in an internet reality show based generation. So they want to get famous literally overnight. And by the time they get famous and people are like, all right, what else you got? They got no skills, son. No foundation, no skills. So I would definitely say learn the craft. Go back in the old school, some black and white videos. And some of the artists that aren't here anymore, and really study what they did and learn how to write. Be original. Do you. Don't try to do the next person.
That's real. I mean, because if not, then you're going to be that cat that wants to do a reality show with your eight kids and your seven baby mamas.
Man, you ain't had to blast Shorty Low like that, man. See how you did? See how you did, Shorty Low?
Hey, you know what, Adrian? I think the thing that just killed me was the fact that they were going to do it on Oxygen, man. I think that was the killer that did it for me. I was like, not the all-woman channel. I was like, come on, man. I was like, out of all channels, you pick Oxygen?
I think what did it for me was that they was even going to do it.
Exactly.
That they was even gonna do it is.
I was like, wow.
Like, do we not have any boundaries anymore?
and then I heard that the cat could have possibly got another woman pregnant. I was like, dude, when does no mean no? Come on, man. I mean, I was like, wow. I was like, okay. Yeah, that was a killer for me, but I couldn't. I really truly couldn't understand that. That's almost like, you know, seeing Lady Gaga walking around with beef on her back, and now she walking around with guns on her bras. I mean,
man.
You know.
Well, you know, Gaga do it the way she do it.
Hey.
I can't really explain what she does, but she does it.
Oh, man. Well, you know what, bro? I want to say that it's truly a pleasure, man. And it was an absolute honor, man, to have you on the show with us tonight. As far as we're concerned, man, you're no longer a guest here, man. The DIY Network is your home, man. You're welcome here anytime to hang out with us and just kick it with us, man, and, you know, keep telling us about what's going on with you, what's new that's happening in your career, man. And we're going to keep supporting you and everything that you do, absolutely.
Good looking out, man. Tell your people to keep going to see Haunted House. We need those numbers to keep rising. Get that Watch the Clone album. It's on iTunes, so you got no excuses.
No doubt. I'm on it tonight. I gotta check it out, man. You mentioned a couple of impressions that I definitely gotta hear. I mean, I've heard some of the ones you've done, and like CK said, it's incredible. So the Eminem one, I gotta peep that one. That out of all of, I definitely gotta peep that.
Let me tell you something. You got to see the video. It's on my YouTube channel right now. But when I tell you that this album is the closest thing to a real album that you're going to get from me right now, because all the lyrics and beats are real. It's just that I'm doing it in other people's voices. You feel me?
That's real. So all the lyrics,
yeah.
All the beats is real. You're just doing it in other voices.
That's it. That's all it is. It's real bars, though.
He said real bars. Huh?
No, it's real bars. It's real bars.
No doubt. Well, bro, I just want to say, like I said, I know the fans were happy. You know, we got a chance to, you know, to talk to you tonight and listen in. They got a little bit more information about what's going on with you and some of your future projects. And definitely, everybody, make sure you check out and go get Watch the Clone. Definitely a hilarious and talented album together. So make sure you guys definitely go check that out. And like I say, Avion, you know, you're welcome here, man. This is your crib now, the DIY Radio Network, man, and we're going to keep on supporting you and all the wonderful things that you got coming up.
All right, man, I'm going to come through and put my feet up on the furniture and say, what happened to your furniture, cuz?
That's right. As long as you ain't jumping on the furniture like Rick James, we good, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it could happen. It could go down, brother. That's all I'm saying. Watch out.
All right, bro. Hey, thank you so much, man, for hanging out with us and stopping by, man. You continue to be blessed like you are, man, and we're going to continue to keep watching out and checking out everything that you're doing. I'm going to keep telling everybody to go check out 100 House, man, and definitely get that Watch the Clone out.
I appreciate it.
All right, bro. You have a blessed night.
All right, you too, man.
All right.
All right, peace.
The Hour Show Radio Network getting it in, ladies and gentlemen. That was the one and only, the incredible Mr. Avion Crockett hanging out with us, talking about the new Watch the Clone album. And definitely make sure you guys go check out the number one comedy movie in America, A Haunted House. Man, getting it in, as always. You know, the brother. I mean, if you've seen the impressions, if you've seen his comedy, you already know that it's jumping off. With some serious laughs and some serious talent, so definitely make sure you guys check that out. I gotta get it, man. I definitely gotta peep the Watch the Clone album. I'm gonna have to peep that, and he intrigued me with the Eminem impression. I gotta check that out. I gotta check, brothers. I don't know what y'all thinking.
Oh well, I mean, I'm with it. I want to see that real album though. That's my kick. I'm gonna definitely check out the comedy album though, just to see the twist and how he's gonna portray these artists. Because I know Ari Spears does a good celebrity impression.
Oh, yeah, he gets it in. Yeah, he definitely gets it in. And I know some of them lyrics be his too. So I mean, a lot of cats think you know just because they're comedians, oh no man, don't get it twisted. They got lyrics, you know, they can sing, you know, they can act, yeah, they can make you laugh too. So in every aspect. So I think that's the one. Oh yeah, and that's the wonderful thing about comedians, man, because they're so multi-talented and so multi-versatile. I mean, you really don't know how they gonna hit you with the, you know, with the entertainment or with the talent. So it's almost like, okay, what do you got for me next?
Definitely. And I applaud the way he's doing the stand up when he's going straight raw with it. Because I know, like, since his background is with, you know, improv and things like that, you would think he'd do something more in line of like Cat Williams doing those skits leading up to a stage, you know, production. But yeah, straight raw would probably be a nice little twist for his career.
No doubt. CK, what you think, bro?
He's absolutely amazing. I just got done looking at the Eminem and Dr. Dre suit that he did, and it was really funny. Now I'm looking at him with Chris Brown doing Michael Jackson, so, you know. You know,
and that's what I'm saying, man. He gets it in, man. That's what I told everybody. Support, you know, keep supporting API, man. He's doing his thing. He out there. He coming up, man. And that's what I like to see, man. Talented cats like that, you know, just pulling out all the stops, man, and just, you know, showing you, man, I'm multi-versatile, multi-talented in these different areas, and I just want you guys to see what I have and what I can do with it, you know. So definitely make sure you guys check it out. I guess, guys, real quick before we kick this music break off, oh, my goodness, Shorty Lowe's ex-girlfriend, JJ, is pregnant.
Say what?
Is that 12
or 11? Is that still 11 or that's that 12?
That's 12, bro.
Oh,
that's 12 and 11. There it is.
Come on.
12 and 11 right there.
I lost count.
Is he a good father? I mean, I don't. Hey.
That I don't know. I mean, I can't. As far as what he's, you know, was he stated that, you know, he definitely loves his kids and take care of his kids. And I think I might have read that some of the baby mamas might have stated that as well. But hey, there it is.
Like, to have a personal relationship with 12 kids. I mean, I applaud him if he does, but that's a lot, man.
You know, he has a personal relationship, you know, with his kids, and I'm assuming a personal relationship with the baby mamas. You almost got to wonder if he should have a personal relationship with the makers of Trojan. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. We're going to kick it off. D-Slate, L-E-O, C-K, we in the building. I'm going to play some hits for you guys real quick when we come back. It's going down. It's going down. You already know what I'm talking about. Why? Real men going to be talking. You didn't know? You didn't know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We going down. Right now, hits. We can't stop that. It's Eric Roberson featuring Layla Hathaway with Dealing right here on the Tuesday Spot. Let's get it.
Where do we go? One day it would change, yeah.
Solitary confinement, solar botany, plants on consignment. Southern water flow, instrumental pirate. Was a roach among rats, now a tyrant. Shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant. Check the problems in my world, I'm smiling. Funky digging that computer, new hybrid. They took my brain and travel galaxies to hide it. Absent minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the booth like where the time went. Sunshine in my thoughts, I combined it, bind it. Then I changed the climate, rhyming. Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real rap. No punchline. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie laying on the shade tree. Hold a hand. Kiss and hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Properly, don't like it in my arms too. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. Yeah, my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon Family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield control the outer space while they dance with the stars. I scream clean with the comet, need a pickaway bar. Not a thing is in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy, I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dough. I'm feeling so brand new.
My name is Serenatus Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests, and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next Artist on the Rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenatus Penn Blog Review, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hour Show in the building, Tuesday Spots. The brothers is in the building, you already know. What? I said the brothers is in the building, you already know. Yeah, that was a rerun. You know, I got to do that to y'all every now and then to catch you. You know, sometimes y'all be sleeping, you know, drinking Kool-Aid with rum in it. I don't know what you're doing. So sometimes I got to do that to you to bring you back to reality. But D Slate, L.E.O., CK is back. D-Hour Show Tuesday spot playing the hits. That was the Dungeon Family Generation X with Beautiful Blue. Oh, yeah. Getting it in. Hit for the fit-ins. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you already know what the time is right now. Is it's time for the brothers to conversate. It's time for the brothers to give you some real men talking. It's time for real men to talk. It's time for us to get our combo liquor on. You know, I sometimes I got to hit you guys with a Jesse Jackson word, and if you really don't know what it means, you can go online and order the Jesse Jackson dictionary, and then you'll be able to keep up with some of the things that I'll be hitting you guys with. But that's cool. Now, it's time for real men talking, ladies and gentlemen. Real men talking. Now, in this segment, we touch on relationship questions, and we give our viewpoints about what we think or how we feel the question is being asked, and we just give our viewpoints about, you know, for anybody that may need some advice on it or want to know what we think about it. We give our opinions and our viewpoints about particular questions regarding relationships and different things like that. So it's real men talking, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready to pop it off. Any of the brothers want to start it off? CK, L.E.O.?
I had a guest speaker come on to ask us a few questions. I don't know if she's on cue right now.
Well, let's see, because we do have a caller on the line. So let's go to the lines right now and see if LEO's guest speaker is in the house. Area code 330, the last four digits, 6532. You're on the line with the real brothers of the Hour Show, Real Men Talking. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Angelica, and I'm calling from Worcester, Ohio.
Well, Angelica, thank you so much for calling in from Ohio. I know it's cold in Ohio right now, right?
Yeah, it actually is. It's very cold.
I mean, I'm talking Frosty the Snowman just walking all over the place, huh?
Yeah.
It's all good. All good. Now, what's the temperature out there right now?
29.
Woo. 29. Man, you can make some Kool-Aid. You can make some Kool-Aid and just ice cubes just falling from the sky. You ain't even got to go to the refrigerator. That's just bad.
Right.
That's just bad. Okay, Angelica, do you have any questions for us for Real Men Talking tonight?
I do. I've actually thought of some, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight on our segment. What's your first question?
My first question is, when a girl is dating a guy, should he pay for everything? Like, or is it okay for the girl to pay for at least, like, you know, one date or however you want to put it?
Okay, I have a definitely a great viewpoint about that. But I'm gonna let my brothers go first. CK, LEO, any one of you guys wanna take a stab at that first?
I guess I'll take a jump in the rope. Here we go. my spin on this is, me personally, matter of fact, let me give you the technical viewpoint on it. A girl should be willing to take, you know, some of the time to pay for it. But me personally, I will always come prepared to pay for everything. I will come prepared because I do feel obligated to do it, like, especially if I invite the person out. Now, that's also situational, because if a female was the one to invite me out on a date, I would probably expect her to have it to pay, but I definitely would have it to back myself up. I wouldn't ask somebody out and make you pay for it. That's me.
All right. CK, bro, you want to take a stab at that?
Well, I mean, me and Elio kind of think on the same wavelength of that. I was going to be a little more regular. I say whoever ass out, ass other out, I mean, they should pretty much be the one that kind of like cover the date. Unless, you know, they want to, like, go 50-50, you know, and or they want to pay their own way and leave it at that. I mean, I would say this much. If a woman asks me out and I got, and she's not driving, I don't mind doing the driving. We got to get around to the day somehow or another. And then I might pay for my movie ticket or I might pay for my meal. Depends. We can go 50-50. So.
Right.
So I think it should balance out, personally.
So, CK, when you say that when somebody's ass out, do you mean that when the person's link card is deactivated and their wig stamps are expired because somebody signed it in crayon? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
I feel that though. You know what I'm saying? I understand that.
Wow.
That's real.
Wow.
You know what, fellas, I'm gonna take my stab at it, and I'm gonna say this. I guess it depends on the couple, and I guess it depends on the environment. I guess it depends on the whole situation because there's a couple of different ways you can really come at that. I mean, yeah, naturally, for a very long time, you know, a lot of times when men go out on dates, yes. The man is going to pay for it. He's going to insist to pay for it. He's going to be prepared and ready to definitely do that if he's taking a woman out on a date, of course. But what's been going on throughout time and throughout the years and decades, what's happening is that women have been put in situations, and I know ladies going to raise they're going to throw a fist up in the air and start screaming when I say this, but. What's going on is that over the years, what's been happening is there's a lot of men out there who's been kind of trying to use that to their advantage, okay? And when I say that, I'm saying that it's a lot of guys out there. I know dudes is like, D, come on, man. You're messing up the game. We might have to revoke your card. Listen here. I'm just being real, brothers. It's called real men talking, so let me let the ladies know the deal. Now, what I'm saying is that what brothers have been doing is that they'll pay for the date, and they'll pay for that. Now, they feel like the woman owe them something. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they owe them something because it's like, some guys out there feeling like, okay, I done paid for this, and this, and that. Boom, y'all go back to the crib for a nightcap. He feel like she owe him something. And we all know I'm not talking about a tip for the waiter. No, we're not talking about that. He feel like that she straight owe him something or owe him some type of sexual favor. So a lot of times what's been going on, a lot of women don't want to feel uncomfortable like that, and a lot of them don't want to be put in a situation because they don't know that guy. So they don't want to be put in a situation where they don't want to feel like they owe that dude something. And in situations, a lot of guys have gotten away with that because they'll throw that out there in subtle hints. And now they make that woman feel a little guilty about it and feel a little bad about the fact that he didn't pay for everything. So, boom, they fall right into the trap, and it's Spider-Man all night long. Now, what I'm saying is that a lot of women are saying, you know what, these days I'm an independent woman. I work. I got my money. You know what? We go out on a date. We can go Dutch. Okay? You pay for yours. I'm going to pay for mine. And, Negro, I don't owe you nothing. We can go back for a nightcap. Here is your Boone's Farm. Here's your Bartles and James wine cooler. We can eat some chips and watch some TV. Wow. Ooh, ha, ha. Yeah, that's real funny. Martin's so crazy. And soon as that time comes, okay, brother, you two fingers up. You can roll out and I'll talk to you later. And it ain't nothing popping off. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be
that drive more than yarn.
Exactly. She ain't got to feel guilty about nothing. She's cool. Yeah. She said, you know what? I paid for my stuff, dude. I owe you absolutely nothing.
So, let me ask you this real quick, then. Let's say the date that they go on is McDonald's.
Oh,
and,
wow.
They have to. He's kind of run out of money. Only thing he got like 50 cents. He told her he gonna half on a McDouble for a dollar. I mean, was that would that work out in that case?
Well, I'm gonna say no. This, BK. I'm gonna say this because sometimes, you know, I mean, there's a lot of fake coins and fake money out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, he could easily be like, you know, he could easily be like Chris Rock and I'm gonna get you sucker. You know what I'm saying? I wanna know what can I get, you know, for half a McDouble or what can I get for just the sauce? Or, you know, one fry? You know what? You know what I'm saying? And he pull out a bankroll that can choke a Doberman pincher. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's a lot of deception going on anyway. And plus, you want to be healthy. I mean, ain't nothing on the dollar menu that's healthy.
True.
Ain't nothing on the dollar menu that's healthy. And you can do that. I mean, you can go half on a spicy McChicken.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I don't know how you can go half on a McNugget. That's really not gonna work. You know, I mean, if you wanna share the dollar drink, all you gotta do is bring you a couple of Dixie cups. You good to go.
You might as well do the apple pie. Yeah. You get two for one.
There it is. You know, bring you some Dixie cups. You good. Angelica, do you have any other questions for us?
Oh my word. Yeah, sure. How do you guys feel about a girl that wears a weave, or do you like it, like, or does it not matter? Well, how do you guys feel?
Handle
your business, bro. Real men talking.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna let Elio come in on right because we might be telepathing each other on this one. But
okay,
hair is hair. I mean, you know, I love women with weave, but then again, that we got some moths at night. Sometimes it get old. The tracks might be a little tugging, a little loosely or something. You know, but I love my natural sisters. You know, wearing your stuff. I love that stuff. But I mean, I'm just gonna say when the lights go off, it's all the same.
Oh, my word. She says,
"Wow, oh man, you always crack me up, CK man. Good stuff." All right, my take, my spill on it. I'm not a great big fan on weave. I like to run my hands through hair, and I just don't like to run into tracks all the time. So on occasion, it may be exceptional, but, you know, I don't even like how it feels on my face, you know? Like, this is rough. Like, But I don't know. I could do without it. I guess it's give or take, depending on how it looks, the texture. Because some people weaves are just wicked. I mean, wicked. it gotta be right. If you're gonna have weave, it has to be right and manageable. But you gotta keep creative blend. Especially if I'm in a relationship with you, if you really need the weave, okay, I can. You know, cope with you for a little while, but you got to give me that switch up, that bang, give me some natural this week, next week, throw a little bit of weave in. It got to be a transition.
Yeah, but Elio, you don't want them looking like Halle Berry one day and then Cher the next day. That's all I'm saying, bro.
What's up with that? What's up with, can we address that situation?
But you don't want them looking like that. You know what I'm saying?
Straight,
you don't want them. They're
going straight.
Janet Jackson one day and Freddie Jackson a week later. You really don't want it to go down like that.
Exactly.
You don't want it to go down like that, Elio. You don't want it to go down like that.
Look, you gotta be consistent.
I'm gonna say this. First of all, I'm not gonna hate on the ladies out there that want to wear weave. If you want to get your weave on, that's cool. I have a few things that I ask. If you want to wear some weave, all I ask is take the price tag off. That's all I'm asking. Take the price tag off, and I'm saying too. And I can feel what Elio talking about. Okay, I can feel what he's talking about because, you know, I don't want to, you know, if I want to rub my fingers through your hair, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to feel like I'm in a baby doll commercial. You know, I don't want to feel like real sister, real sister and me. I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to feel like I'm in a commercial. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that it's cool. You know, if you want to get your weave on, that's fine. I mean, I know sometimes, you know, some women want to add a little bit on to look a little luxurious, and that's cool. But it's going to throw me off, you know what I'm saying, if you have a next minute you share, you know. So I don't know. I'm confused. Now, I don't know, you know, who's who. So I just feel like, just come real with me. I mean, if you're walking around here looking like Michael Jordan, I mean, then you know what? You know what I'm saying? Get your Michael Jordan on. You know, I mean, they have a lot of things that you can polish your head with. I mean, I think the problem is that, you know, some women that have the small hair, then they try to put that in a ponytail, and it looked like they got a thumb on top of their head. And all I'm saying is, if you gotta throw some weave on it, go ahead and throw some weave on it. Just don't take the price tag off, and we good to go. You know what I'm saying? We good. You know, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I have no problem with that. You want to get your weave on, get your weave on. I mean, if you want it to be weavable, it's cool. I'll be weaving.
For a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be weaving or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's really not a problem. You know. Angelica, do you have any other questions for the Real Men Talking tonight?
What?
Angelica, do you have any other questions for the Real Men Talking
tonight? Oh, no. I'm good. I'm good. I thank you for all the answers. I'm all right.
We appreciate you, and we thank you so much for coming on Real Men Talking with us tonight. And again, ladies, if you guys have questions and you want to ask us something, you want to know what the real men are thinking, please, by all means, you can email us your questions, thehourshow@gmail.com. You can go on Facebook or Twitter, you know, if you see the The Hour Show page, or you see CK or Elio on Facebook and you want to hit us with the questions for everyone talking. Oh, by all means, give us the questions, and we'll be more than happy to let you guys know what we think.
I mean, I believe in you.
I believe in it, CK. That's all I'm saying. You know,
that's right.
I mean,
that's the quote. That's the quote for today.
Right. I just don't want to feel like, you know, if my lady has a weave, I don't want to feel like, you know, those head to shoulder dolls the girls be playing with. I just don't want to feel like I have one of those. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. You know, I don't want to feel like I'm playing with a Barbie. That's all. You know, that's all I'm saying. But brothers, you guys have any other questions for Real Men Talking tonight?
I got one. Simply speaking on the hair subject, I had a friend, my name is Trish, asked me, why do men say they want quote unquote real women, yet they chicks got a weave and makeup for days, and she's like, I got like 70 likes on a pic with weave, but 20 with natural.
Wow. Can you tell me that again? I was lost with the weave and the makeup.
I know. Okay. She said, why do men say they want a quote-unquote real woman, yet they have chicks that got weave and makeup for days? So she was saying she got like 70 likes on a pic when she had weave, but 20 with natural hair.
I mean, I just honestly think, that to take my twist on that, that just has a lot to do with visual representation. That's just it may not be actuality. We feel like that because the pictures that we like online may not be what we want to be with at home. It's just that might be just the fantasy world, you know, the fantasize about that, but it's fake. So it's not going in depth with how someone really feels about a situation. I don't it's hard to word it, but I know it's pictures that I like that I won't see myself with. Like, it's a girl with a nice body that's up there. That may not be something I want to take home. I may think for a quick second that, okay, I would like to experience that, but that's not something that I like. I like it before I like something else, because we might be hot, really, what we feel, but, you know, that's a whole other story. But, you know.
I'm going to say this. You know what, Elio? I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say this. And this is real talk. I'm gonna say this. If for the fellas out there, and I know the ladies definitely gonna appreciate this, if your woman looks beautiful without weave and without makeup, if she looks beautiful without weave and without makeup, what I want fellas to envision, what I want fellas to think about is, if your lady looks good, looks beautiful without weave and makeup, just imagine what she looks like with it. Just imagine what she'll look like with it. So meaning that if your lady looks beautiful without makeup, you know, and you're like, damn, she's still fine without makeup, and then you guys decide you want to go out somewhere special, you want to go out somewhere classy, and then she decides to dress up and she decides to put some makeup on, and you're looking like, what the hell happened to my woman? Hey, you seen my woman around? I mean, because she's transformed from beautiful to gorgeous.
But
you think to yourself like, damn, she looks beautiful without the makeup, and damn, she looks gorgeous with it. Now you're saying to yourself, I'm the luckiest SOB on the planet.
No, to integrate with that, to add to that. So what do we say about this one female then? If all her hits just come from when she has the makeup on and the weave,
well,
is
that
she
means
a below average girl?
That if she got a lot of hits when she had the makeup and the weave on, that means that it's a lot of shallow Hal brothers out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of shallow Hal brothers out there.
I'm gonna say this real quick. I think that when they're used to seeing her look a one way, and then she switch it up and do something different, it probably is appealing at the time, but I don't think it's something too depth they look into it, because who they're with, it was who they're with before she posted that picture.
But see, I feel, you know what, CK, I feel that, but I don't want my lady to go from beautiful around town to Ringling Brothers Burnham and Bailey Clown. See, that's what I'm saying. It's a difference, you know. I don't want to feel like when she's you know, looking natural and beautiful, we get in the car, we going out, we smooth. And then once she put all the weave and makeup on, I don't want to feel like when we getting out of the car to go somewhere, about 20 other clowns is about to get out the car behind us. See, I don't want to feel like that.
Right. Could we go as far as getting that before and after posted on your page, so we get a visual representation of what this girl actually looks like?
There it is. There it is.
Okay.
And you make up your mind. But I mean, it's a lot of superficial. You know, men and women out there. I mean, it's a lot of superficial brothers out there. I mean, yeah, you know, the woman with the natural look, you know, you're going to be like, yeah, whatever. And he see the chick with the long, luxurious hair and the makeup that she put on with an airbrush. I mean, I'm just saying, he's going to look at, you know, the whole supermodel, superstar, you know, celebrity type look, you know, rather than, you know, appreciate the woman with that all-natural, you know, with that all-natural look. So, yeah, it's a lot of cats out there that are superficial like that. You just got to kind of, decide yourself as a woman, okay, do I want to just keep going on with this persona, with the weave and the makeup, and keep getting likes like that, or do I want cats to just, you know, like me for me and want me for me when I have the natural look? You just got to make that decision.
That's a good one.
There it is. Real men talking, ladies. Fellas, real men talking. It goes down like that every Tuesday on the Tuesday spot. If you have questions you'd like the brothers of the D-Hour show to talk about on Real Men Talking, then that's how it goes down. We will give you our best interpreted answers, and we will give you our opinions about what we think about the questions you're asking. And trust me, no question unturned, no question will be not asked. We will try to answer all your questions, and we will try to help you the best way we possibly can. Tuesday spot, D Slate, CK, LEO, we're in the building. We're going to take a quick music break right now. When we come back, oh, it's time to see if D Slate can go 4-0 or 0-4 and stump D Slate, the trivia segment where the brothers, LEO and CK, give D Slate trivia questions to see if he can come up with the real answer and the right answer. Knowledge is on the table. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, ladies and gentlemen. It's a terrible thing to waste. We got music, Idris with Millionaire. And when we come back, oh, it goes down. You already know. Tuesday spot. Let's get it.
Feeling like a millionaire. You're gonna wanna call up all your friends. to your thighs, except for this I ain't standing now. Yeah. Girl, you're outstanding. Don't let's not waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is ours.
Why you walking, everybody watching you closely? Hitting them high notes, nothing about you low key. Just let it register, body is unreal. It's animated like Jessica Rabbit, a cartoon. Wanna stab like a harpoon. These dudes just ride a club and desert your body like an oasis. The thirst is so real, you can see it all in their faces. Especially when you drop it low. Baby, you gotta know, girl, you be killing them, filling them with no kind of hope. Dude on the block, he's selling dope. Out of shoes and watch you tell he broke. Come stop with the lies he telling folks. You can't see with a telescope. Celebrating, holding glasses up like Sarah Palin knows. Loving in a glove and a telescope. But you hate that your hair gotta smell like smoke. They ask you what is the info. Niggas try to fix the prices. Never dealt with it before. You ain't got to lick a life. Still you down to live your life. And dude is down to split the slice of pie. You like to master act to fly. So he hit it right. Hey, you girl with the tight up skirt. In the back of the club where they light up her. Known to drop it like a stripper with her night off work. They make it rain and you stuff them dollars right in your purse.
From your hips to your thighs, except for this, I ain't standing now. Yeah.
Girl, you're
outstanding. So let's not waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is ours.
Looking for somebody who can fill in the spot, fill in the blank, yeah, shorty, you've been sipping a lot, fill in the drink as it seeps to your head, you erase your regrets, throw another shot back as you race to forget, yeah, the night just started, we both parted from ex-love, sleep won't make you forget him, baby, but sex does, swear you ain't looking for no one-night stand, but you prepared to risk it all for that one right man, that's me, let's have a toast to your future, I know you want to, leave your ex in the past, don't let him haunt you. The last argument was World War III, but follow me, I introduce you to that bourgeoisie. Talk is cheap, welcome to the All That Show. You be my Bridget Bardot, I be your Serge Gainsbourg. Give you what you came for, let me get that car dough. Have you ever made love in the Lambo Gallardo?
From your hips to your thighs, except for this, I ain't standing now. Yeah.
Girl, you're outstanding.
Yeah. So let's not waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is on. Yeah.
Cause you're outstanding. Getting it in right now. We all outstanding right here on the Tuesday spot. D-Hour Show Radio Network getting it in. D-Slate, L-E-O-C-K. The brothers of the D-Hour Show is in the building playing the hits. That was one of our former guests, former guest last Wednesday, incredible hip-hop star, the one and only Mr. Talib Kweli featuring Ryan Leslie with Outstanding. And it was an outstanding interview that we had with him last week, and definitely make sure you guys keep supporting Talib, and one of the most prolific hip-hop artists in the game today, and just keep listening to his music, and you know, check him out on Twitter and Facebook as well, and check him out on his official website. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the trivia segment we like to call Stomp D. Slate. We're going to see if D. Slate can go 4-0 or 0-4. How is the knowledge? Is he going to put the knowledge all on the table? We're going to find out right now on Stomp D. Slate. Brothers, what do you have for me?
You want to start it, Tika?
Not quite yet. I'm still putting together the one I'm doing. You ready, Elio?
I have the first one. This is football trivia. What Chicago Bears great ran 6 kickoffs back for touchdowns over 7 seasons? A. Steve Young. 2. Jerry Rice. 3. Gale Sayers. for Terman Thomas.
Let's see. Knowledge is power. I'm going to go with Gale Sayers.
Let me go click for the answer. Give me 1 second, and you are correct.
Oh, 1-0, D Slate has got the big boy boots on tonight. It's going down, ladies and gentlemen. They trying to stomp D Slate. He 1-0. Fellas, what do you have for me?
I have some more football trivia for you if you're not ready yet, CK.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Who threw for a record 6 touchdown passes and 1 Super Bowl in 1995? That is with the same selection. Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Gale Sayers, or Terman Thomas?
Oh, man. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to say again, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But when you just drop the power and you just turn that switch on, you're unstoppable. I'm going to say it's like that Denzel Washington movie. You're unstoppable. I'm going to go ahead and say Steve Young, final answer.
That is correct.
2-3,
that is correct.
Oh, D-Slate got the Timberlands on now. He got the Timberlands. Oh, yeah, trying to stomp D-Slate. It's not going down. I'm like a nuclear cockroach after the post-nuclear war. Because, you know, cockroaches ain't going to never die. You can't stump a cockroach.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead. Take the floor, CK.
All
right.
What do you have for me?
It's a sports trivia football question. So who came up with the name Super Bowl?
Who came up with the name Super Bowl? Do we have answers?
All right. Was it A, Kansas City Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt? B, was it who? Was it Ernie Davis, or was it C, Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, what the? I know, you know what? I got to let everybody know, Michael Jordan is just so smooth. I could see him possibly coming up, because he's so multi-talented. I could see him possibly coming up with that, term Super Bowl. But let's see. And when I say that, the knowledge that I have, you know, I really don't like to hide it because it really shows the true quality of education in our country. And I want everybody to know that school is very important and you need to go to school to keep your knowledge flowing, you know, like a busted pipe because it's just going to keep flowing. But I'm going to go out there on the limb and I'm just going to say the first answer, the Kansas City Chiefs owner.
That is correct.
3-0. Oh, D Slate is on the roll. The Timberlands
got
steel toes now. I got steel toes.
Here we go. What team was led to the Super Bowl 7 and 8 by their no name defense? A, San Francisco 49ers. B, Green Bay Packers. 3, Miami Dolphins. Or D, the Dallas Cowboys.
With their no-name defense. You said it was Super Bowl what now?
No, this is that led to Super Bowl 7 and 8 with their no-name defense.
With their no-name defense.
49ers, Packers, Dolphins, or the Cowboys?
49ers, Packers, Dolphins, or the Cowboys? I really hate to hide this kind of knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to go out and I'm just going to throw it out there and say, whew, Miami Dolphins, final answer.
Bingo, 4-0.
4-0. D-Slay does it once again. It's 4-0. Stomping D-Slay is hard tonight because it's not going down, ladies and gentlemen. He has done it once again. Knowledge is power. People, please, I implore you, get a diploma. Go to school. It's important. Stomping D-Slay didn't happen tonight. Maybe again next week, ladies and gentlemen. The brothers might be able to get him. He's 4-0 tonight. Oh, it goes down. I swear, it goes down. We're going to take a quick music break when we come back. Oh, the Tuesday spot. We're closing it out. D-Slay, CKLEO, fabulous show tonight, as always. And I'm going to tell you to keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. Noel Gordon, You're My Music. We'll be back.
Oh, baby, 'cause every time. event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Once again, welcome back. It's the D-Hour Radio Show Network, Tuesday Spot, D-Slay, Elio, and CK. We are in the building right now playing the hits, getting it in with you guys. It's the closeout time right now. Oh, yeah. I just want to say special shout-out, big ups to the hilarious and the talented Mr. Afion Crockett for joining us on the show tonight. And definitely make sure you guys be on the lookout for his tour, because it's coming to a state near you. Make sure you go on iTunes. Make sure you get his new comedy album, Watch the Clone, because it's going down. Afion is hitting you with all the impressions, with fresh lyrics, fresh beats. Oh, it's going down. Make sure you check it out. And don't forget, the weekend is coming up. You got to go see the number one comedy in America right now, A Haunted House, with Afion co-starring with Marlon Wayans. Make sure you go check it out. Make sure you let him know on Twitter or Facebook how much you appreciate him and you support him, and you're going to keep on looking out and watching out for everything that he's putting out there, and that you do appreciate him as a talented entertainer. Now, if you're a hip-hop artist, if you're a singer, if you're a gospel artist, you want your music played on the show, you want to be interviewed on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. We may possibly be on Instagram. You know, I know it's a picture website. You know, people put pictures on there, and pictures, you know, can speak volumes. So be on the lookout. The Instagram could be coming soon. Absolutely. To close it out, brother, CK, you got any closing comments?
Well, yeah, most of the time I always got something to say. I got some advice for somebody. All right, shorty love, I feel like this. Since the show didn't work out on oxygen, here's a few things you can do. One, you can always go apply for a job at McDonald's. I don't know how they're going to divide the check for child support, but, you know, you figure that part out. But if you really want to keep the family together and keep the show going on, I say you should suggest, I suggest that you hit up Mitt Romney. Maybe I can collab on something and go over to Oprah's network and see if y'all can do a show there. And if not that don't work, hit up Kevin Hart and see if you can get on Real Husbands of Hollywood.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real right there. He said a mouthful. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the representatives of birth control and the representative of Trojan will get an opportunity to come talk to him. And, you know, and he might want to work with him and do some advertisement with him. Elio, you got to close the comments, bro.
I mean, that might just be his lifestyle. But to close it out, I want to say I hope you had a great time today. nice talking to Mr. Crockett. And then the person that called then, that's Angel. So that was actually one of my first fans about 6-7 years ago. MySpace. She was like my top fan, and she followed me all the way up until now. She was 15 then. She's 21 now. Thank her for calling in and sticking with me all the way through. She's from, you know, from a whole other state and still follow me, and that just makes me feel good. it touched me in a special way. So I definitely thank her for showing love and appreciation. Definitely live every day optimistically. Look out for the post up on Facebook for Real Men Talk and the Tuesday Night Spot, the Brothers of the D Hour. And definitely D Slate, I'm gonna be sending you some emails within the next few days. I have some artists to swing your way for the Saturday night show. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Saturday. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real, no doubt. I just want to say again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure as always to give you guys Real Radio and entertain you guys on a nightly basis, and we do thank you guys so much for listening and supporting us, and continue to keep doing that. We got some incredible shows coming up. You know, this Thursday on Celebrity Thursday, CK, myself, and Miss Fabulous are going to be talking to Pamela Long from the hit group Total, as well as the brothers of Portrait. Yes, the brothers of the hit group Portrait is going to be in the building with us as well. So definitely make sure you guys tune in for Celebrity Thursday. This Thursday, we will be going down. I mean, it's going down. Like a hooker is going down. And, you know, make sure you guys check out Celebrity Thursday with myself, Mitri D, and of course, our new host, Ray Cole. She won't be on this Saturday, but she'll be debuting the following Saturday with us and hanging out and definitely getting it in. And I just want to big ups to my man Afion for joining us tonight. And be on the lookout because next week for the Tuesday spot, oh, it goes down. The brothers are going to be getting it in with another hilarious gentleman, another hilarious comedian, and another hilarious actor. That's the one and only Mr. Eddie Griffin. Is going to be joining us on a Tuesday spot. Oh, it's going down, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think you guys understand. Many great shows coming up. Be on the lookout for it. Tuesday spot, it goes down. Also, be on the lookout for our Friday Friday slot. We will be hitting you guys with the debut and the premiere of the new D Hour Radio Network sports show that's going to be coming soon. We're definitely looking to get that going. So be on the lookout for that because we're going to be giving you guys the new D Hour Show sports show. But, again, Tuesday spot, we had a wonderful time with you guys as always. We love giving you guys great radio. That's what we go by here on the D Hour Radio Network, and that's what our motto is to give you great radio. Please enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. A Tuesday night is a terrible thing to waste. That's why Wednesday is the next day. And all I got to say is be safe, get some sleep, and please, please, please put some sugar in the red Kool-Aid. D-Slate, CKLEO, we got to get out of here. People, we'll see you next time.
Deuces.
Good night.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasting from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.